I need to show you something. So someone just tagged me. Obviously, it's in the request because I don't know who it is. Yeah, not going to say his name. But a man said, can't lie, he's a sucker for this one. Man, then we know what he was really trying. Mission failed. And he tagged me and he goes, LOL, just a friend. Ha, ha, ha.
What were you really trying?
I don't know. I'm going to need him to come forward and help me, bro.
To get everyone up to speed, obviously, Taser's been brought up on charges for buying gifts, shoes in particular, for a friend, right?
Yeah.
But there's bare sticking points. Couple man, like loons, are saying men and women can't be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So Taser's been friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Other man are saying you bought shoes for a girl that's got a boyfriend. That's a no-go.
Okay, but can I just clarify that point? So yeah. when me and Loons were going back and forth on Twitter or X, I just said to him, like, stop basically tweeting this and getting people to talk about it, because if she has a boyfriend, it's just going to be look like it's something that it's not. I don't know whether she has. I don't know whether she hasn't. I'm not in a business like that. But I just saw it as I was buying a gift for a friend.
She tweeted and said she's not chained up boyfriend. She tweeted.
Yeah, that was single. After when people started dragging her, saying, yo, like,
oh, talk. Okay.
Yeah. Because initially, it was like, why does it matter whether she has a boyfriend or not? Because in my mind, I'm buying a gift for a friend. But obviously, Loons and his weird logic has now got the timeline thinking I'm buying gifts for a man's girl. That's not the case. She's single. But yeah, go on.
But playing devil's advocate, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, snap.
What snap?
No, I pulled the headphone by accident. My bad.
Oh, I thought you said because I'm a devil or something.
Whoa.
I say, whoa, what's going on here, blood?
No.
Devil's advocate, is it okay to buy a girl? All right, we're not talking about your friend in general. I'm not going to name your name.
In general,
is it okay to buy gifts for a girl who has a boyfriend? Or is that a no-go?
No. I think you can. It just depends on the gift. Like, obviously, you can't be buying dresses, knickers, and I think heels to a certain degree, because you don't want to make the man feel a certain way that a next man.
Can you buy my girl heels?
No, but what if it's like lubes for her birthday? What? That's a risky one.
Seven bills.
No, but I want to spend the money on my brethren.
I hear that, but then the thing is, you know, men, their egos are fragile.
That's what I'm saying.
If my man can't afford seven bills, She can't wear those shoes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's like the man there that would like go in the baby mum's yard and just take over everything. These have no rents being paid. It's like big man.
that's a bit harsh.
No, I'm just saying, like, you got to step steady when you're in someone's house. No? That's rude.
Man
said,
what tell you step steady, dogs? They get all the potatoes, that strawberry digs. Hey. But for me personally, I feel like, do you know what? This conversation shows, for me personally, how a lot of men view girls and vice versa. Because for me personally, people talk on the pod that like, I'm this and that, but I have women that are friends. And I would never say men and women can't be friends. I think they can be friends. But I feel like there has to be an understanding on both sides that we're both friends. It can't be he's waiting to chop, so he's a brethren, or she's waiting to chop, so she's a brethren. No, you're not brethren like that.
You both
have to be on a, no, we're cool. But, and it should be a vibe of, I don't even look at her like that. Nah, that's my brethren.
But there are scenarios where I'm pretty sure the girl's saying he's a brethren when it's convenient for her. And then when it's not convenient for her, all of a sudden, that's my
fucking nipple.
No, I'm talking about, for example,
okay,
like,
okay. You're, no, I hear that.
Yeah, you're moving mad. I'm talking about examples like, you know, like, for example, one girl's your friend that you might meet the friendship group and you think her bridge is nice. So now you kind of lean over there a little bit and all of a sudden your bridge has a problem. It's like, yo, babe.
Yeah, we're bridges, man. What's that Drake tune? Was it, I get on better with your friend?
Hey. Yeah, you know what it was? All of a sudden, it's a problem. I think it's funny how you just want to see Keisha. You don't want to see me no more. Why are you getting emotional, man?
No, but you know the problem is as well, I feel like a lot of men have experienced linking another man's girl. or know someone that's linked to another man's girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Or a guy said to a girl, she's just my brethren and chopped. Or a girl said, it's just my brethren and chopped. So I feel like there's so many blurred lines. People just don't trust it.
No, but Mark.
So they just want to keep everything separate. Like, all right, there's got to be boundaries, got to be barriers.
All right, cool. But Marv, if there's a girl that I've previously slept with and you ask me about her, she's my bridging.
See, this is the problem. This is
but you do it as well. I understand. But listen to what I'm saying. If you're in a situation where you like a girl and she's asking you about a girl that you've already slept with, she goes, who is she to you? What are you saying? She's just a friend.
No, it depends on who the girl is to me.
What girl? The girl that you're talking to?
Depends on who. If the girl asking is like my missus, yeah?
No. The girl asking is someone
If the girl's my missus, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if the girl's my missus and she asks, who is this girl? I've got to be transparent because it's my missus.
If this is a girl
randomly saying, who's this? And these two girls are never going to meet.
Yeah.
It's my bedroom, man. Don't worry about that, man.
It's the same thing.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, but I'm not going to declare that this is my bedroom like that. It's only because this girl's asking. I'm like, don't worry, man. Stay focused.
But I didn't feel the need to declare that she's my bedroom.
No, because what I'm just saying is because of this scenario and you buying shoes for your brethren, the way you said it, someone might be like, rah, Taser's saying that like brethrens are anyone he's cool with, doesn't matter if something's happened or not, that's his brethren. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, cool. I hear what you're saying.
But
I'm giving you context into let me give you the context into Corey. Corey's the girl that I buy CMOS off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Everyone knows how I champion CMOS. Do you know what's even funny? Homegirl from BTS, sorry, not BTS, the Uncut podcast, moving forward. She was like, the way you've been championing CMOS, I even thought Homegirl was seasoning the CMOS. I said, hold on a second. Wait.
We'll see your pepper.
You see what I'm saying? But because obviously you can see the benefits of the CMOS with me. But apparently she's heard other people talk about CMOS and it isn't as positive as me. I said, but hold on. Some of you that are buying CMOS from a man who's cooked it in the bath. How is that my fault? How is that?
Already sorted CMOS, you know?
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
No flavor. Man's boiled the nutrients out of the CMOS.
I lie. It's all running down the stream. Are you not blaming me? Come and buy the CMOS of homegirl. Give me about 8 to 10, maybe 12 weeks of consumption and then chat to me. But until then, I beg you, allow me, please. She's just my bridging. And you got loons over there chatting wass. With his dead logic, no bridges. How's he gonna know? Who does he phone when he needs advice from a woman? Who does he phone? Who do you reckon he phones? Marks.
He might watch Scandal.
What, Olivia Pope thing?
Come on. I guess he's thinking for Olivia Pope. I don't know. You see me, I feel like it's. Maybe, but it's weird. When I was younger, I had bare women that were friends or girls that are friends because of college, uni. There's just bare people buzzing about. You know what I'm saying? Like girls. Then as you get older, your friendships kind of morph into like who you're around more times or who you gravitate towards. So it tends to be more the man them in general. And then girls maybe at work or whatever. But then it's like when you get older, and there's the mindset of, girl, not I can't say girls are more than that because they've always been more than that, but as in you're just like, nah man, like, having girls around is beneficial, as in just their point of view, and just it's nice to have girls around, like it's just a different perspective.
Okay, so
then you won't think that men and women can't be friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
So is what you're saying is our position in life is different. Like I'm here, Loons is here. I'm asking because obviously If I break down what you're saying, the view that I have for women is different to his, clearly. Because he can't keep a friend. So he says. I'm not making this up. He says this.
No, but I think Loons is more, in terms of his mentality, is more the old school, like, man them that are just like, gal a gal, man a man.
Which is fine, but that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. So I think he sees it as, I only interact with babes when if I like her or I'm pursuing her. If not, that's not my brethren, because the man is my brethren. So I think he sees it like that.
Okay, but I don't have a problem with that. But you're the one that's pushing the narrative onto me. I'm telling you she's my friend. You're telling me she can't be. I'm saying why. You're saying because if that was me, I would have been in the friend zone. A bad man like me can't be in the friend zone. What does that mean, blood? I don't know what that means. Like, help me. What does that mean? If a girl puts you in the friend zone, you're in the friend zone. What do you mean bad man can't be in the friend zone? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, but you can only be in the friend zone if you didn't want to be in the friend zone.
What is going on here?
No, I'm saying... It's a problem. For example, if I'm pursuing a girl and she puts me in the friend zone, that's a problem. But if you're cool and she puts me in the friend zone, then we're friends. I should be in the friend zone.
That's what I'm saying. He's vexed that I'm in the friend zone. But I'm like, I don't want nothing from this girl. Just because you find her attractive, you think I should want... I don't understand that. Like, man can't have attractive friends. That's the elephant in the room. The moment a girl's attractive, all of a sudden a man thinks it's cheeks. It's not that all the time, bro.
But you know what I don't get as well? Like, everyone in the comments, like, isn't, like, calling you a simp and that. And, like, what's going on?
The internet's telling you, big man, slow down, blood. Man, they've hijacked your
My webcam turned off. I don't know why.
So I'm saying, the man them hijacked your thing. So what you're about to say, low it, big man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. I'm trying to make sure it's plugged in properly.
Yeah, man, they're calling me simps because
yeah, they're calling you simps. And I'm like, but it's not that serious because...
It is for them.
All right, worst case scenario, all right, two scenarios. You are pursuing on a slight and you do want to be with her or you do want something from her and you buy her shoes. Okay. What's going on here? All right, another scenario. You are just brethren and you just bought her shoes because you appreciate her. All right. How does even scenario make you a simp?
But these men don't engage with women, bro. That's why I can't be online arguing with them. What are we doing here? Man are around women, they're getting nervous.
No, but I'm
not dissing them. I'm just saying their perspective ain't going to be the same as mine because we're not doing the same thing. Every time you see a girl, you're seeing cheeks. Not every time I see a girl, I see a cheek. Don't get me wrong. If she's attractive, hello. How you doing? We're all men. I get that. But at the same time, brother, relax. Take a touch, man.
Take a touch, man.
At least you think,
Ali McQuest thing. Take a touch, man.
You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. My mistake for saying the tweet making it seem as if she had a boyfriend. My bad. But at the same time, come on, man. Take a touch.
I've got some questions for you still.
What's going on? All right, go on.
All right, so the first question is, does he not see how this could make the female friend's boyfriend feel away?
Yeah, if she had one, 100%. But I wouldn't post it like this anyway. It would be something that she would do. The only reason I did this one is because the initial thing was on social media. I saw the picture on the timeline. I thought of a friend that would like it, her. I was like, you know what? She's going through a tough time, but she's ticked certain boxes. Like, for example, when I spoke about CMOS on Chucky's podcast, the result of that became her highest,
grossing day.
Yeah, grossing day, yeah. And they didn't expect it because they didn't know the episode was dropping. Even I didn't know. So when she messaged me, I was like, oh, snap. I was like, oh, yeah. I went on Chucky's last week and I spoke about CMOS. I gave it like a little, probably about 10-minute segment about the benefits and who uses it in my family. I posted it on my TikTok, on my Insta. People have seen it. So I was like, you know what? That's a good shout. And then I think she done Getz's event. She done Rashid's event. Like, she's been outside. And then obviously before that, she kind of went through like a little tough time. Not going to chat her business, but I said, you know what? You're a good friend, man. And she checks for me. She genuinely checks for me.
Man, said, old some shoes. Yeah, no, she is.
She genuinely checks for me. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? She checks for me. Like, I know her, some of her family members, because obviously the CMOS company is a family-run company. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So even them, like, they're nice. They're sweet. Come on, man. I consume this CMOS like every day, bro, for the past 2 years. If I don't have it, I'm telling her, listen, come on, man.
I can't let him even let Meek. The answer's hella long, blood.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
You know what I mean? When they're telling Meek about Diddy and his answers are long. Hey, Meek, you're saying, Hey, Meek Sweet was like, brother, you sounded guilty, man.
Nah, just explain it, man. I just want to clarify, innit? Because I know certain man. Do you know why also as well, Marv? I know everyone ain't going to listen. This probably ain't even going to get out as far as we think it's going to get out in comparison to like the whole, do you know what I mean? But she has mad messaging her saying, I knew something was going on with you, Taser. She's like, she's looking at the phone like, what is going on? Nothing's going on with me and this guy. What, because of a show?
No, it's not even that.
Man ain't got like game, bro. Brother, you are
no,
not
I don't think. No, I don't think it's that. I just think it's a lot of man in, for example, it's like when people say to you stuff like, yeah, you must have begged you.
Yeah, it's the assumption.
And it's like, bro, I'm just living my life day to day. I don't know what.
I'm trying to get these girls meet.
This is, bro, I'm just trying to get it. But I think a lot of people, if they're in your position or.
But is it mad?
Yeah, so I think with this scenario, they're thinking if Corey was my brethren or if this girl was around me, I know what I would do. So Taser must be doing the same thing. That's what they're looking at. Like
Denzel said, leave the rave before the devil comes. Denzel Washington said that to the Young Bucks. They weren't listening, bro.
Yeah, but that I'm not going to lie to you. That advice is garbage because what time did the devil arrive? Denzel didn't give us no time.
No, but Denzel's left, though. Follow suit. You're thinking that, nigga, you got your Grammys already, man.
Denzel don't even need the party. Man said, leave before the devil arrives. Who's the devil? What time is it? Give me more clarity, man.
I phoned Chucky and I asked him. I said, "Rah, like, could he tell man who and what?" But obviously, but on the flip side, you don't want to be seen as gossiping. Like, what is Denzel supposed to say without like? Alright,
tell man the time then. Tell man the time then, Denzel. I'm not going to say who it is, but around 2 a.m. leave before 3 a.m.
What if he's not jumping?
That's it.
You leaving?
I ain't got to worry about the devil because I'm covered in the blood of Jesus, so I'm good.
Yeah, chew.
You know what I'm saying?
Next question.
Same person said, why is he buying gifts for the same female friend of recent? But you kind of explained as in that she went through something, so whatever.
Yeah.
Does this mean he will be now offering to buy his man them drinks on nights out?
Oh. Listening to lies told on Three Shots, you know.
Can a man buy his girl lingerie? And he would be cool with it. So he's saying, can another dude buy your girl lingerie and you'd be fine with it?
Nah, if I knew.
I thought you were going to cap for a second. I'm about to stop the live.
No, what?
I thought you were going to say, no, it's cool if they're bedrooms.
No, bro.
Lingerie like for my babes.
No, but that's I have clarified and said the type of gift that you buy will depend on what type of relationship she's in. I'm not buying my missus. I'm not buying my... a guy's misses intimate stuff like that. Yeah. Allow me, man. But if she borrows money off me and uses the money to buy it, that's not on me either.
Someone's being dumb. Someone says, no offense, but why is it not her size? I hate when toes come out the heels. It was her size, though, no?
But people are just chatting, bro. People want the likes, man. Have you not noticed? Everyone tries to be funny to get the likes. So. have you ever left a comment, gone back and seen like 2 likes?
all that humor, all that writing for nothing.
Tough crowd, man. Tough crowd. It happens, man. Some people are just trying to get the likes, man.
Someone said, I just want to know where he gets the audacity from and if it's still on sale. I don't get that.
Basically, they don't support what I'm doing. A lot of guys, I've seen the comments, a lot of guys don't support or agree with what I'm doing. And we've basically...
No, I said the girl. There's a girl that mentioned it. But I think she girls... means... What's the brand called?
The brand?
It's not called Audacity, is it?
No. I said it's the brand called Audacity. The brand's called...
Oh, no. I think it's humorous. She said, I just want to know where he gets the audacity from and if it's still on sale. So I think it's just this banner, I think.
She wants more men to have the same audacity. So she can get shoes. The problem that the problem I'm going to have, which is what I've incited, because I've actually got friends that I buy stuff for. This is not like a low key thing. Is that girls are now asking man them like, yo, what go on? You didn't see Taser's post?
Man them are finished.
They're not finished. They just got to start. Use this opportunity to be honest. She's not your brethren. She's not your brethren.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But certain man, if they're in the friend zone or whatever, they got to move step steady, dogs. Because if they say the wrong thing, she's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So this friend zone that you think I'm in, now let's all go in there. Let's all go in there. Let's see how man navigated there now, boy. Girls are saying, yo, so what are you saying? You know, buying gifts for your friends. Oh, it's techie now. Oh, blame Loons as well. Don't blame me. Blame Loons. I could have bought a Bridget her little shoes on a low. You get me? You might wanted to put it on blogs. All right, cool. Ladies, start asking questions. It's peak, boy.
I just don't think it's that serious. I just think at the end of the day, for whatever reason you wanted to buy it, you bought it. I don't think it's anyone else's business. I don't know why everyone's so pressed about it. That's my only concern.
Do you inquire to like some of the women that you've seen in the past? Do you inquire where they got their goods from?
Do I inquire where they got their goods from?
Yeah.
No. Nah.
So how would you know if it wasn't someone like me that bought it?
I can't even lie to you, bro.
No, but the way the man them are pressed online as if like they asked those questions anyway. How would you know? Certain man are going to girls' houses. They're saying, "Oh, do you want a pair of shorts? Yeah, run that. You're wearing the next man's shorts."
Oh, that's crazy.
because you were depressed. Come on, man. The decision making is poor. Take a touch.
I saw a video the other day when someone said something like, "Who's your favorite Arsenal player?" And then the video was the girl said, Bellerin 2014 before his ACL injury, and the player fell on his knees like to say like, "Rah, like."
How do you know?
How do you know this? He was looking about to do about football, but the way he dropped to his knees like to say, "Oh." A lot of men don't ask questions because remember, sometimes, and this is, do you know what it is? Things like this just show that this is going to make other girls who get gifts not say anything. He's going to receive the gift on the fly. He's going to see new shoes and not know where they're from and think she bought it for herself.
This is what... No, but the smart ones have been doing that because the smart lads are not asking questions. Why are you asking questions? I don't understand. Does she look good in them heels?
If it is your missus, and she comes back with something mad...
No, but obviously...
You can't afford that. Where'd you get that from?
But if she's flaunted...
You went Eden on Friday... You got shoes on Monday. What's happening here?
What's that Drake song? She's going out less and wearing... No, she's going out more, wearing less. You're wearing less
going less and going out more.
It's stress. When you notice that, what do? You start patting it out. Man's washing dishes and that.
Hey, making her breakfast in bed. I bet I made you breakfast in bed.
She's thinking, I said, "Bruh, have you seen the latest episode?"
I said Western Union. I sent your mum's Western Union some money back in Nigeria. She should have received that now. You know what I'm saying? Now I ain't was BMF before.
Properly. Oh, you're missing out, man.
Just in stages. But obviously, I've got sweat on my TV.
Why you keep promoting this thing?
Hey. But don't talk too much to get me, but obviously, man's got the new thing. So I can watch BMF.
I was very excited about this thing, you know. Jeez. Hold on.
That was the Chelsea United game earlier on.
Hey, what's going on with United?
Nah, Adele's unlucky today. They should have won that.
I know, but brother.
Nine times out of ten, they'll win that game. It's just Chelsea just got lucky. The penalty was harsh. And remember, Varane went off, Evans went off. So from then it was a bit... But yeah, anyway, it just shows that, like, what people are interested in. But you know what? I've found out that a lot of people are just interested in stuff they can relate to. Everyone can relate to this. You're either a girl or a guy. You're either been in a relationship or been single. You've either been the guy in a friend zone or the guy not in a friend zone. You've been a girl. Like, there's so many people that can associate the scenario. Because I've looked at it thinking... Like, how has this blown up so much? And it's just something so simple.
Yeah, but
like what I will say is, Corey, when she's like, when you're talking to Corey, it does sound like, that's what I'm looking for.
wait, what are you about to say, Vlad? What? It sounds like...
Hey! Because she's like walking and she's making noise, like, "Oh, what is she? You like it, yeah?"
Yeah,
you're like, you're like an uncle still. You know that.
And she goes, this high in her shoes.
When the uncle takes out the babe, you like it?
You like it, yeah? Okay.
Man, I say, okay, hey. dance for me. Like it, yeah? Okay, we're done.
Nah,
okay.
It's not that, man.
That's what it looks like, so.
It's not that, man. It is what it is, man. But, like I said, hopefully people hear me out. And my friends who have bought gifts before, when people are messaging you, chatting shit about the scenario, just let them know. It's not that deep. We buy gifts for our friends. So I'm saying, unfortunately, there's people out there that don't get gifts from their friends, and that's fine. I like to buy stuff for my friends. Marv, I bought you shoes, bro. Stop lying. I was in an outlet in Nike. I remember. I saw a pair of trainers that you like. Nah, don't do that.
You ain't bought me nothing.
Bro, I bought you and I bought Keith a pair of shoes, and I brought it to the studio.
No.
Yes, I have.
I think you bought Keith some.
I don't think
they had my size.
Yeah, but I still bought them. Whether you wore them or not.
If you didn't have my size.
What do you mean? What size are you? Size 11?
Nah, 10 and a half.
It's basically 11, bruv.
See, don't ring no bells.
What do you mean?
Don't ring no bells. You're a liar,
bro. You're not 10 and a half, bro. You're 11.
I'm 10 and a half.
You squeeze your toes, bro. How many corners do you have?
That's not from that. That's from football.
That's your excuse. How many corners do you have?
From football. No, I ain't. But girls have rubbed my football before, so it's mad soft. The bottom bit's soft.
That's not what I asked you, bro.
It's just a toe bit. it's been rubbing. You get me? But when we went to New York that time, we went to Woodland Hill. Was it Woodland Avenue?
Yeah.
We went Adidas.
Yeah.
They were 10 and a half. No, they were 10s, I bought. Remember the Adidas EQTs?
Yeah, I didn't get a pair because you took them.
No, you're not a 10.
No, as in the US. Oh, yeah, I'm a 9. Yeah, they didn't have my size in none of them.
Yeah.
I was vexed, man. I'm still vexed about that Gucci jacket, you know?
Oh, we should have bought it, man.
Bruv, all night seen it.
It's blue with the red inside, isn't it?
But yeah, Dan's got that one. You went to the blue one. Remember, mine was the black one with the rose at the back.
Oh, I don't remember that one, then. Bruv, I remember the blue one. I remember we idiots that day. We went to go and get something to eat. Eating food before, yeah, let's go shopping now. Bear shops closed. Dude, oh my God.
I see Balenciaga. I said, hey, it's a good thing we did find out.
Balenciaga, Gucci. Man walked past Bear, looked in the window like, that's what I was looking for. Oh, we went to go eat like fools before the thing closed.
I was hungry, man. Can't lie. It doesn't mind. We would have spent grand, bro. If we got into them shops, we would have spent more money.
It would have been worth it, though. Big drip. I ain't spending no money on clothes like that anymore, anyway.
But what? But I look at my Dior's and despise them. Can't believe I went through that. Can't believe it.
The only trainers I wear that are designer are the Pradas. The Prada...
The old school ones.
What are they called? Yeah, the sport. I can't remember what they call them. Something Grand Tour or something.
As in the old school ones that man wore back in the day?
Yeah.
I don't
wear the Gucci's. I don't wear the LVs. I don't wear the Valentinos.
All right. We get it, man. Fucking hell, bro.
The other Gucci's.
Man, like Mr. Harrods over here. Saying no, he's just a night guy now. Just like a Tottenham player.
Slides and Air Force, that's what I'm saying.
Just like a Tottenham player.
I bought them Gucci slides that time. Remember the one I showed you the picture of when I sent it to your brother?
The bare heavy, though.
No, the ones that were like brown. They were...
Oh, yeah.
I was going to take them back, but it's past the 30 days, man, to swap them for another one. But I haven't wore them. Because remember, I wasn't sure about them when I bought them. I only bought them because I was going to Dubai.
When are you next going to Dubai?
I don't really care about Dubai now, you know. I think I've grown out, not grown out of that, but that's out of my system now. I don't care about Dubai no more.
When are you going to go Asia?
If I go Asia, I've got to go for at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, facts. 100%.
So, I just need to find a time where...
The maddest thing is,
we could even pod out there. So, we could do one where we do a couple episodes before, go out there for a bit, and then record out there as well. I don't mind. That's the only thing, like... But apart from that...
You said America's got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to try and deny it, but it's not fun.
America's got you on the ropes. I don't know if it's got me, you know. I still want to travel to like Asia. I want to go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan as well.
I want to do Singapore, Japan. Yeah. I want to do Bali again. And then...
I want to go to Japan. I heard Japan's amazing still. Where did Mo go at time?
Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan.
Yeah, man.
And Korea as well. Her Korea's nice. Not the one with Sam Jung-yoon. What's his name again?
Kim Kun.
Yeah. Not that one. His one. I think that's South. That's North Korea, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Because Park Ji-sung plays for South Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, South Korea's calm, I heard.
Philippines, Indonesia, Bali, yeah. Do the island. But I need to learn how to swim before I do them places, though.
Man, got man's the swimming teacher, Harley Hicks, man.
Yeah.
I'm swimming.
That was shy.
Lessons, but yeah, but that water ain't the same, bro. That's not swimming pool water.
I don't even know why man ain't even going
in the sea. Why are you going in the sea?
Experience.
No, man, I'm not going because I don't know what's under there. I'm not going in there, bro. I'm not going in there, bro. I don't care what anyone says. No one.
Wait, DR, we jumped in the water.
Yeah, cool. That's fine. That's fine.
So a boat party, you're going to sit on the boat?
A million percent. Yeah, everyone jump in the water. It's your business. I'm in the boat, bro.
It's shallow water.
Right, man. Nah, man.
Good, nah, you're lying.
I swear to God.
All the babes in the water.
In Dubai, when we were in Dubai, what, 2009? No, not 2019. Like, what, 2019 when we were there?
Yeah.
Did I get in the water?
No, but getting in the water is different.
Did you see me get in any pool whatsoever? No,
that's not the same.
How many pool parties did we go to?
It's not the same. Dubai is London. I'm talking about in the Caribbean, bro.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
You're seeing...
If I don't jump in a pool in
Brother,
Dubai,
you're seeing black...
I'm going to jump in the sea in
brother,
Bali.
You're seeing beautiful black women in the water, the sunset. They're just glistening. And they're saying, Mom, come off the boat. No, you're not on the same boat. Like 10 boats come out and link up in the water. You got to jump into the water to party. The bar is on the water. It's floating in the water like on the donut.
What did Dave say?
What? Oh, don't die for Yash. It's shallow water, bro. How are you going to die? The water's up to here.
Dave said it. Don't die for Nash.
You're moving mad.
What did Kano say? Girls at the end, that's slipping. That's slipping.
You're moving like I said, go to the brothel. I didn't say that. I said go in the ocean, bro. Shallow water. That's the end.
That's the end. I don't know. I'm not going in the end. That's slipping.
Man. We've got less than a minute, man. Let's sign out, man. It's going to cut
I don't think they should get all this episode, though.
What do you mean?
I think they should get us talking about your thing. This could be a separate video. We're talking about swimming. That could be a separate video. It's content, isn't it?
All right, cool. But it's going to cut out, so I'm going to have to send it to you. You chop it up however you want. You have to say bye. I was going to cut like he did last time.
Ah, save.
Just...